Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your daily devotion from Philippians chapter 2. And the verse that we're going to zero in on is verse 7. And there's a word in this verse that just keeps standing out to me as I've been going through this chapter and quoting these verses and just letting them speak to me. And this word stood out, reputation. And so let's read the verse. It says, "But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men." Now, in a previous devotion, you know, I shared the earlier verses in this chapter where Paul says, hey, if you received any of the blessings that come with being a follower of Jesus, if you received any of these blessings, then listen, here's my challenge to you. Fulfill my joy that ye serve others. You look out for other people's interest ahead of your own. And, you know, and then as he wraps that up by saying, let the same mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So we're looking at, what is this mind? Who is Jesus? What example did he set for us? And so we get to verse 7. It says, in the previous verse, it says that he knew his rightful place was with God, but yet he willingly gave that up and humbled himself and took upon the form of a servant. And so when I think about, it was made in the likeness of men, and the next verse it says, and was humbled himself even unto death on the cross. So the ultimate sacrifice, right? Here is God willingly giving up his reputation, his rightful reputation, to come down here in the form of a man and serve us. And so I am just so challenged, so encouraged by this verse. And I think about the word, again, back to reputation. You know, I think there's two ways to view reputation. One is, I think is good, that I should care about my reputation as it reflects my representation of Jesus as a child of his. You know, a good name, you know, it said is rather be chosen than great riches. So obviously having a good name and caring about our reputation from that standpoint is a good thing. But too often, you know, it's about what do people think of me? In other words, being concerned about what kind of light am I being cast in? You know, what are people saying about me? What are people thinking about me? You know, what am I, where do I live? What am I driving? What am I, you know, how am I coming across? How am I being perceived? You get the picture, right? And yet, aren't you so encouraged when you see our Savior Jesus, who willingly gives up his reputation? It says, made himself of no reputation. I mean, entirely gave this up to come down here and serve others. And I think about, it reminds me of James 4:10, where it says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. And the song says, higher and higher and higher and he shall lift you up. And so again, let's just go forth and I just pray for myself first and for all of us that we will willingly give up our reputation and just serve and be that person. You know, you see the stories of the every now and then of somebody famous or somebody who has a lot of money and yet they're willing to just blend in and they're willing to just serve others. You think of Mother Teresa, right? Now, not someone who was wealthy, but Mother Teresa, who is everything we know about her, she was about serving others, right? It wasn't about her. She wanted to deflect any attention to others. And so anyway, God help us to go out there and do that. And as we do, I pray you have a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.